What's good? What's good? It's the most ignorant nigga in the hood, the Hoodie Man. Featuring
Waveberg Slim, ready to get into it, man. Let's get it popping, bro.
All right, the topic of the day, and I'm just going to give it to my brother after I say this. Debo, what the fuck's going on?
Debo, I see you are now currently trying to get something together with the ladies and the guys. You know, I'll give you a little hand clap on that. But we need some of these ladies versus the ladies, bro. These ladies need their own card, their own pay-per-view. I want to see a card full of the ladies. You are a queen of the ring, am I correct?
Correct.
Well, why can't these queens get their own card? Pay a card full of the ladies, bro. We don't need none of these, no more of these mergers with Beasley and the gang at Caffeine. We want to see the ladies go at it, bro. What's going on? Where is Official versus Miss Hustle? Where has E Heart been? Period. I haven't. Please let it, she's still alive, right?
I hope
Why
so.
Why is she not on cards? What's going on, Debo? I mean, we getting to the point to where I'm close to starting a cancel Debo campaign. I'm tired of them weak blazers you wear and that top hat on Jay Black's show. Can we please get the ladies a plate? I mean, you know, just do like Beasley and Smack. Sell the Caffeine if you ain't trying to do nothing, bro.
It's sad because you basically wearing their bread. Like all
you know
the
what I'm saying?
They
like,
do.
Let
all
these
work.
Ladies get a plate. I am ready for a Queen of the Ring card. I see what you did with the royalty card last year. All right, Blase Spleet is that in the third. But you had them ladies up there looking crazy. Y'all saw what Chess did to Tori Doe. Let Tori Doe battle somebody that she can feel comfortable with battle. Don't throw her to the wolves like that. Give them their own card. Give them their own plate, bro. What's going on, bro? Take the wheel.
Man, the way I feel about it, and shout out to you because this needed to be said. Debo, you are looking like a misogynist. Because any man I feel that hold women back from succeeding in my mind, when it's battle rap, all types born, and people in religion and people who have difference on social views, everyone does battle rap. So to hold the women back is very distasteful to me because my daughter watches battle rap with me and she loves it to the point where what if one day she wants to become the next queen of the ring and realize how management moved, she would probably never get that unless she start pushing sexuality and fucking people to get to the top or feel like she got to leave the league to get respect in other places.
That's a fact, bro.
Like, it's very upsetting where women don't have nowhere to go, let alone black women. Because you
right.
rarely see a white bitch on Queen of the Ring. So my point is, black women got to be held back. Women that are URL battle rappers, mothers,
right,
sisters, aunties.
Right.
Like, that's crazy for you.
It doesn't make sense.
It's like, and I'm not going to just put the focus on Debo because the NBA at least try. You know what I'm saying? They can't make that league bigger than what it already is, but they keep investing their money into them, even though they know it's a sinking ship. And it's weird because me, I might not want to watch women in gym shorts shoot a basketball, But I would love to watch two bitches verbally destroy each other with sexy clothing on. I like that.
And, you know, it's not even a question of star power because they have star power.
So it's like,
Miss Hustle, Jazz, Misfit, E-Heart. Man, you got Bonnie. You got Farrah. You got Shuni. You got so many female battle rappers. Shout out with names.
If you and Queen of the Ring, QB. Y'all could have went and tried to get QB Diamond.
Like, there are so many names out there that are going, like, they aren't doing anything battle rap wise. Get these ladies some plates, man. Like, if I can sit here and watch New Jersey twerk choke his life away, I can watch E Heart battle. Like, it's getting to the point to where y'all really have to consider bringing in the most talented people, the people that you know are going to come in and do the damn job for the pay. Because y'all keep running these same scrub ass, sorry ass niggas up here not doing nothing. Like, what's the point? Y'all saw what Surf just did to y'all? Y'all let Surf pimp you. You letting Twerk pimp you. I would have rather seen Official and Miss Hustle than have seen Saga. Than have seen Sue Surf. Like, at least we know we're going to get a competitive battle if y'all get these ladies up here. And it's not even just them. Like, you got guys in your own league. Danny Myers is going to come up there and do the job for you. He's going to give you a classic matchup if you give him a play. But y'all sitting up here playing with these same silly-ass dudes that want to come up there, spit a couple bars, jersey out, and take your money. And y'all okay with it. When are y'all going to get serious? Mm. You were serious about selling out. Mm. Be serious about giving us a product that we want to see. Mm. Hoodie Man, you take it. I'm getting pissed off.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've never heard him this angry. I've never heard it. This is the first time for me. Shout out to all the viewers who are enjoying this. My whole take on it, Debo, is this one you know is bad. I remember watching on the URL app. I don't know if Queen of the Ring has anything to do with it. Anyone who's listening can correct me. But I saw a battle with Coffee Brown and Red Lady Flames. And I'm thinking to myself, why is this not on Queen of the Ring? Because here's my point to this. Coffee Brown, even though she's getting a debut URL, basically becoming a female superstar URL, she would already been that in Queen of the Ring. And that's what my issue has been with Debo. Women should not have to feel like they got to come over to the male league to be recognized. That should have, you should have a roster strong enough that comes up with a card every year, like Ladies versus Gents. Straight up. Facts. Every year should be that one card, and then it's back to us deciding what content would we rather see. You pushing New Jersey twerk the choke all day, or me watching Misfit drop bodies.
Right.
And I totally agree with my brother on that. You are a bad businessman, promoter, suit wearer, cigar smoker. None of your jokes are funny. And the fact that you ride Jay Black's dick all the time on Champion is on Hoodie, I cannot take you. I do not take you seriously in anything. In anything. I would rather hear from your battle rappers talk about your business and your endeavors than you, and you're the guy they're talking about. Doesn't that say something?
Let's just be serious for a second. Every card, y'all have a match with some bullshit. A match nobody wants to see. And y'all would rather force feed that than give us E Hart versus Miss Hustle. You would rather force feed that than give us Official versus Coffee. Like, this, what is the purpose?
But this is what I was getting into, Slim. If URL sold the rights, they don't have no say in that. So if Caffeine feels that women are not marketable, Smack can't say shit. Now, what Smack can do is what I feel he's been trying to do, not being devil's advocate, but what I feel he's trying to do is push the women on the URL app, which I still think, and this is my problem, that's corny, because now you're forcing people to pay $8 to get good content, but then advertise, we should go watch the free bullshit. You're confusing. What should I do, Smack? I'm asking that consumer. Should I like my mind watching shit because it's free? Or should I pay $8 a butt to get sometimes good, sometimes bad, sometimes good material? Like, what the fuck is going on?
And my point, bro, is I feel like it was Caffeine that has Saga arrested. They signed the warrant when he choked in that second round. If you are going to give us guys that are going to do this, at least give me two ladies you know are going to come with three rounds.
Yeah, that could have been a...
You know what I mean? Like, you don't even have to market it as ladies. You can market it as good battle rap.
Yeah.
Because the men are not giving us that.
I ain't going to lie. I'm going to say shout out to the ladies because the niggas is fucking up. I'm going to give the ladies a shout out. They do deserve their own lane. To me, that's the problem with the world. Everybody want to be everybody else. Be comfortable in your own skin.
Sue Surf should have been at home.
Debo, so that's true too. I just feel Debo so wet to get the URL attention. You're not comfortable in your own skin. So you willing to diminish your brand just to be on the panel, just to be in the back. Just to be able to talk to Smack on the daily, you're willing to diminish your brand. And that is so terrible, especially the fact that you're the promoter slash business owner. That is so sad to me that the women got to wait for Smack to be like, I'll give y'all a play on my platform. And you have a whole YouTube channel. If you can't go to your ring, you could have made the ladies do the same thing. Get on a VIA cam.
Talk about it.
And make them battle each other. Smacking them was doing that for a minute before they thought about going to the fucking roof. You could have had them face cam battle each other. What the fuck are you talking about? You could have pushed your ladies and you didn't. You are terrible.
Sell the league, Debo.
Just sell it. Give it to somebody
who doesn't
care about the women. Matter of fact, I've always thought it was asinine that a male runs a female organization. Because a male, personally, unless you connect with the women emotionally, you will not understand.
Debo, come outside.
And this is a shout out to all the ladies. The women need a woman leader.
Debo, come outside. We need to talk. Sell the league, Debo.
A person can't tell me I'm wrong because let's look at the leagues. Smack is known for black participants. Boom, you have a black leader, a black face. RBE, it has white people on it a lot of times, but it's a black face. You usually see black people. KOTD, it's a white face. You usually see white people, but black people will show up. Need I say more?
Sell the league, Debo. You know what? I've been holding this in for quite some time. Debo, sell the league, bro. I don't know what you call yourself doing. You want to be a co-host. I don't know what it is you're really trying to do. Are you trying to be the new nails for Smack? What are you trying to do?
Shout out to
Sell
new
the league,
nails.
Debo. Set them free.
Where you at, new nails?
Let them go out. Let them do what they need to do.
New nails.
What are you trying to do, Debo?
I miss you, new nails.
We love you, new. And don't take that as a slight, because I'm sure you have a job there. But I think Debo wants it. Debo! Sell the league, Debo. Shelter Lee, where are your names? Where are is your developing talent? What are you doing with these women, Debo?
Shit, why you ain't signed Orbs?
Why ain't you signed?
I'm just saying, if you was your own league, you could have signed Norris and had Norris recruiting ladies.
You know what? This shit get more and more ridiculous every round. I hadn't even thought about that. Why haven't you signed Norris?
I'm just saying, though. He was out there the whole time. You never publicly said you had a problem with Norris.
Shit getting more and more ridiculous every round. You want to know why? You know what? I know why he didn't sign Norris, because he's too busy trying to be a smack soul lady. He suck up to them so much he don't want to touch Norris either. Why won't you let someone who is competent with battle rap? That's right, Debo. I said competent because I'm saying you're incompetent. Let someone who is competent with battle rap run this league. You out here playing, bruh. Official needs to be battling at least on 6 big name cards a year.
Facts.
She can hold her own with the top tier males.
Yeah, she got to lose, clearly. I haven't seen Official lose clearly yet.
I have not seen her clearly lose.
So I'm like, why not? Like, there's where some women that have better resume than most of your males. So what is your
argument? Where is she? Where is Miss Hustle? Where is Jazz? Where is 40? Where are these women? You have legends who are not battle rapping on big cards because you playing. Sell the league, bro. Just sell it.
Bro, females have no home, and that's sad. They have no battle rap place to call home. And then motherfuckers think, shout out to QB Diamond, motherfuckers think she crazy for wanting to go to ARP and would rather battle over there or battle in England. Like, she's not crazy, bro. Now y'all might look at her as a prophet because she knew. Like, bro, this dude is not
where worth QB.
And I don't know if she ever battled on that league.
Where is QB? Debo, you have a league for women where you have one of the top female battle rappers who don't fuck with you. Can you tell me why, Debo? Can you explain that to me? I mean, we just had to sit through 3 rounds of Saga choking and playing a race card. Where was he, Hart?
I'm laughing because I need to know. Like,
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, what is going on? What are you guys waiting on? What are y'all? Why are y'all playing? Rather give us this garbage than give us 2 people who are competent at battle rap going at each other for 3 rounds.
Competent.
Shame on you, Smack. Shame on you, Beasley and Debo. Debo, you can go to hell.
Competent.
I mean, the incompetence.
I can't take it.
You can't tell. I'm sorry, bro. Like, I've been holding this in. Ever since I saw Saga hauled off of that stage in them handcuffs. I have just said, like, why does Saga and Gnome equal up? No. Night of main events.
I've been saying that. He's not box office.
Box office. He's not cardboard box. Why is he on Gnome? Smack, you can go to hell for that. What are you thinking? Oh, caffeine. You know, we sold the company. They wanted a nice Christian guy on the car. Tell them to let you run the business. No, not you. Never mind. Not you. Don't bro. Let you run it. Don't let
bro,
you run
it. Wait, bro. You got to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And not bite back at caffeine. Because if he do, them Jewish people going to make him do a Nick Cannon.
They might. He gonna make it our problem. That's what he's gonna do. He gonna make it our problem. We gotta sit here and watch Saga get arrested for being incompetent at his job.
Competent.
It's incompetent.
That's the word of the day, y'all.
That's the word of the day, bro.
Incompetent. That's the word y'all should learn.
Saga, I'm gonna let it go because it seems like I'm killing Saga. He deserves it.
No,
like I'm killing Saga. Like, you know, he's had a decent little run in the URL. That's great, but Nome Penn, you were completely incompetent at what you were doing, and they want to play the damn race car. Black Lives Matter got us all looking crazy up here. Because you trying to win a damn round after you done took your life away for two rounds. What is wrong with you? Saga, you a Christian, but you can go to hell for that.
I'm so sorry, y'all, because I'm the host. And I should not be laughing.
But as the rapper.
It's so realistic when you hear something real Miss and you know it's from the heart. You got no choice but because you understand. I feel every word he's saying.
We have names of ladies who can actually competently rap at a high level. Why is Saga here? Where was Danny Myers? Danny Myers would have rolled three rounds in the parking lot and come in and done what better than the Saga?
Man, Danny Myers is the bar guy. Danny Myers could have went in there with a blindfold and murdered everybody.
But y'all don't want to give him a plate because you want to run the nice little Christian boy up there who going to get up there and choke his life away and play the race card. He had all y'all niggas looking stupid and then had a white man walk his ass out the damn building.
At Robbie Gold on Twitter.
Salute to you, Robbie Gold. I hope you beat his ass in the parking lot before you threw him in the paddy wagon. Because he deserved it. I'm getting pissed. I'm sorry.
Listen, y'all.
I got to calm down.
Saga is sewage fluid.
I got to calm down.
We know this. And shout out to my calls because he had to get that off his chest. I probably interrupted accidentally the good, best part. But I just feel like
Holmesy, you better fuck him up. You hear me? I picked you 2-1. I don't care. You better fuck him up in that tournament. I don't want to see no more of him. Get him out of here.
Saga, you already heard what the hoodie man told you, but I will repeat myself for my new viewers. If Saga does not win this tournament, he gets his pink slip. So my co-host is saying he wants you to get your pink slip early. He don't want to wait until you get your pink slip.
I want it early because that could have been E. Hart.
And you know another thing. That could have been E. Hart. I'm also mad at Smack because now you got me thinking. Smack, how you know pushing the women is a good business move. Like, you telling me. Because I know Debo ain't going to do it. This is why I'm mad at Smack.
Talk to this nigga.
You won't set up a tournament for the ladies? The ladies can't have their own caffeine card? I'm just saying.
Talk to this nigga.
Like, what the fuck is going on, Smack? Like, why can't I see ladies battle on caffeine? Is it because you feel that the ladies won't choke and make your men look obsolete to the point that caffeine wants to push the women more so then you lose money?
Talk.
I'm trying to figure something out because
let me know.
Are we having a battle of the sexes behind the scenes?
Talk.
I'm just saying there's so many things that are unanswered, and I feel like you are the best person for me to get the answers, because I don't want Beasley to go on 15 Minutes of Fame and talk shit about my mama, because I'm asking y'all very intellectual, diehard questions, straight direct. I just need to know, is it a battle of the sexes behind the scenes? Because I don't understand why you wouldn't push women. Most of your viewers are male anyway, so you don't think we want to see a beautiful lady chomping at the bit? It's weird.
Rapping competently for three rounds.
Rapping
the way we wanted the saga, the way we wanted Sue Surf to do, but they refused to do.
Even Surf the W
had 8 months. You mean to tell me that if you gave Miss Hustle 8 months to write for Loaded Lux, she wouldn't have come with three rounds? I mean, what are we doing? Sue Surf is a choke artist. That's what he does. We want people that rap when we want to watch battle rap. What is going on? That damn Saga and Sue Surf choking ass motherfuckers. And you got people who can actually rap out here sitting down watching. People at your disposal. Hoodie man, I can't take it.
I'm just upset because
they done played around with the church's money too many times.
Get a church back their money, y'all.
Get a church back their money.
Get a church back their damn money.
We all don't want names.
All of y'all do not approve of stealing from churches. Just saying.
We don't want names. We want people who can battle rap. We want competition.
Yeah, like, that's a fact. That is one of the biggest statements made tonight on the podcast. Like, I don't care if this person is big on your ladder. I just want to see a battle. Like, battle. Now you're not even asking for good battle. You just want a battle. Because people can't even get
right. The night of main events was a joke. That was criminal what y'all did. If I had paid $50 for that, I would have raised holy hell on Twitter that next day. And now I wouldn't have been the only one.
I'm going to call them the NOMC, the Night of Main Chokes. And guess what the best part is? When you split it in half, it means no MC. Because I didn't hear one outside of daylight.
Not one.
Not one. Night of Main Chokes. Mm-mm-mm.
It was disgraceful.
Six chokes in battle rap happened that night. I'm trying to tell you guys.
It was disgraceful. You know what? You know what else I'm gonna bring up? How often is it that how often is the main event the best battle of the night on URL?
It's a good ass question. How many times has the main event been the best match on URL?
Not often.
I was gonna say, to my knowledge, not often. All the battles that I've ever seen that I like wasn't the main event.
Gnome 10, the main event was actually, in my point of view, the worst battle.
Yeah.
Only because Mike P carried Saga, and I got to see Saga walked out of the building in handcuffs. Like, if I would have gotten to see Sue Surf walked out of the building in handcuffs, it would have beaten Saga and Mike P.
I'd have given it a P.
But Mike P was better than Loaded Lux that night. Unpopular opinion. But my
not necessarily. That Mike P would have beat Loaded Lux. He would have honestly, that Mike P would have beat Loaded Lux, Tay Rock, everybody else on that card that wasn't Daylight.
Mike P was better than Loaded Lux that night. Sue Surf and Saga were debatable. Like, if you put those two performances against each other, it was debatable to me. That's how bad you were that night, sir.
And I don't know. I might
you
want to
talk crazy to Cortez.
I would have watched the Mike P. You right. I would have watched the Mike P. I can't stomach that Lux one, but I would have watched the Mike P.
Right, because at least you know that at the end, Saga's going to jail for what he did. Sue Surf got paid for what he did. You know what I'm saying? That little bit of satisfaction makes a big difference. Mm.
I'm speechless because nobody should be talking shit to nobody if your name is the Saga. If you're the Saga, don't say a word. Just show up in the tournament. You should not be talking. I don't want to see no streams. No. I don't want to see vlogs.
No.
I don't want to see that shit.
No.
All I want to see is you, like my co-host say, either win the tournament and keep your pink slip or lose in the first round. I personally don't want to see you make it to the finals. I don't think I can stomach that, especially if you win. I'll be so mad because if you win, then it just shows me what you did on known, you did on purpose, and then I really won't like
it. I want Saga in jail.
Oh, shit.
Saga does not deserve to be a free man today.
My nigga said, till you come with better bars, you deserve to be behind jail bars.
If he can't come with better bars, he needs to be behind.
I can't take it. And don't think we forgot about you, Debo. You better let them
know. I forgot about you. Debo, look here. You at the top of my list. It's Debo, ERBL, Saga, then Sue Surf. Y'all on the top of my list.
My nigga got a head list.
I have Adi Boom ready to snitch on all y'all to get all y'all
Adi Rad.
I want all of y'all in the same cell. I can't believe what y'all do. And then Surf got the nerve. You talking about what he don't care about. Yeah, I ain't even going to get started on that. I'm not. I promise you I'm not. Because we'll be here another hour if I get started.
Ladies and gentlemen, not saying that I would mind sitting here listening to a Sue Surf rant. My take on Sue Surf is this. To me, it don't matter if you care or you do not care. But remember, it's the customer why you're mm-hmm. living the way you live.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's battle rap, whether it's music, whether it's merch.
Talk to this nigga.
Your fan base, if you don't care about nobody, at least care about your fan base, because eventually you're going to lose them with all that stupidity and sewage fluid that comes out of your mouth. Because I can never be a fan of someone who doesn't care about something I care about. I care about battle rap. That's why I watch it. That's why everybody before me on the I Watch Battle motherfucker would pay they $60. To go watch their pay-per-views. They would pay that because they love battle rap. So to say that somebody money and time is not valuable to you is a slap in the face. Because no, we might not physically be paying money, but caffeine is getting paid off of all of us in there. They're getting their bread, dummy. So don't play it like caffeine giving you that big ass amount of money don't matter, because that's really our money.
Sue Surf, you can go to hell.
Somebody can first, my nigga. Always remember that. And this ain't a diss, because it's not that I don't like you. It's just to say you don't care is very disrespectful, because the paying customer cares. The person who took time out of their day to waste probably their whole fucking Saturday to watch that debacle of a pay-per-view cared. Bloggers who make it their job to talk about battle rap cared. Your followers who are wet to watch you go on Instagram Live and screen record you, whether they admit it or not, they care. So stop disrespecting the battle rap community by saying stupid shit. Because I don't want to hear it. Especially if you're not performing to the level that certain people feel you could perform. Your resume says you're bad. But your fan base believe you're top five. So prove them right. If you're not going to prove anything, shit. On Hoodie, that's all I got to say about you.
Sue Surf, on behalf of the battle rap community, you can go straight to hell. You actually gonna sit here and tell me you don't care? When you went to jail, we said free surf. When you got shot, we said get well surf. And this is how you repay us. How did you get out of jail so damn fast? That's beyond the point. That's beyond the point. But we've been behind you. That's why people are so pissed off. Because we've been behind you, and then you give us this whack ass performance, and you say, "Oh, you don't care, motherfucker." What is your problem? Like, you blatantly told us all that we can kiss your ass. Well, I ain't finna kiss your ass, brother. I'm gonna tell you, you can go to hell with that shit. Because you want to sit here and tell me that that was the best you could do with the echoes? I'm hearing echoes right now. I'm still going. What is your problem? Why don't you care about your fans? Why don't you care about people that are giving their time to listen to you rap? That's what you want to do, right? You want to rap, and we want to hear you rap. But you want to turn around after you have a bad performance, get into your crybaby mode, and say, "Oh, no, I didn't care anyway." Well, nigga, I'm going to tell you like this. Go to hell, bro. Don't come back till you care. Don't steal Smack's money until you care. We tired of this. We fed up. Don't bring yo go to jail Saturday, get out Tuesday ass back until you care. Gun charges. Man, get the hell out of here. Who you ratting on? Until you get on stage and tell us who you ratted on to get out so quick, or you come back and care, we don't want to hear it.
Oh shit.
I'm done, Hoodie.
My nigga Wayberg slip.
I'm done, Hoodie. I'm done. I my blood pressure running up.
Shout out to Sue Rat. It ain't no diss, Sue Rat. We just feel if you don't care.
Who you told on?
Who you talking to? With the Uncle Ruckus voice.
You know what I'm saying? Wait, how far are we in?
Shit, we actually about to hit the 40 mark.
You
Ladies
know what? Hold on, hold on, hold on.
and gentlemen.
I gotta go on one more rant.
Go ahead.
Malachi. What would possess you to ask that rat who he was talking to when he told you to suck his dick? Why would that be the first thing to come to your mind to say? What grown man tell you to suck his dick? You didn't tell this nigga, meet me outside. You didn't tell him, oh, nah, fuck you, I'm gonna fuck you up. You asked him who he was in a face-off when you was asking all the questions and he was blatantly talking to you. You want to ask him who he talking to?
Who you talking
who
to?
Who you talking to? Malachi, you have an ultimatum today. Either you apologize for that or just bring your ass out the closet. Them the only two things you can do. Either say, you know what, I should have came up with something better to say at that moment, or just come out of the closet. Because who says who you talking to when a rat tell you to suck his dick?
Real nigga shit. Real nigga shit. My first response is, I'm going to shoot you. I ain't going to lie. You done took it past disrespectful.
In front of 1,000 people.
You challenged my manhood. You challenged my integrity. You challenged my friend.
Who you talking to?
You disrespect my wife. You disrespect my possible children. Like, to even insinuate that I would give you that type of pleasure, I must shoot you because you don't know me. I'm not promoting gun violence, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying my first response, if you say that to me, is I'm going to shoot you. And if I have a firearm, I will shoot you. You don't know me.
And this man has a history. Malachi has a history with male fellatio. We'll just put it like that. A thought.
You must.
Came in his must. Head to ask his homosexual cellmate for fellatio. And you say, suck my dick to a person with that pad. What's going on with you, Boone? You was locked up 5 years. Should have been more. But you made sure that it wasn't more, didn't you, Boone? So you want to sit around and then come and tell this guy to suck your dick? Pause. What's going on, bro? Are you coming out of the closet? Hoodie Man, take it. You know what? We almost at 45 minutes.
Listen. I ain't mad. My whole thing is, that's what you get from the dynamic duo. We keep it real all the time. Like I said, there's no reason for your response to be that if you are a heterosexual.
Thank you.
So shout out to my lesbian, homosexual, and heterosexual viewers. All I'm saying is, Hoodie Man don't get down like that. Slim don't get down like that. To me, Battle Truth, you must get down like that.
Facts.
Because there is no logical reason for that to be your first response.
Who you talking to?
Like, I'm the type. Okay, I'll give you a perfect example, ladies and gentlemen. This is how Black people instincts work. If you see one of us running, we all running. We don't ask what that person's running from, nor do we care. We just feel like the further we are away from him while we're running, the safer we are. That's our logic on certain shit. It's just common sense sometimes, like snapping the fingers. If a person disrespects your manhood and you're heterosexual, you are instantly angry and your first response ain't that.
No.
That is a response of curiosity. Curiosity means that you're possibly interested, possibly not.
He was interested.
I mean, my co-host feel where I'm coming from. When you angry, you're not interested in shit. A motherfucker could be like, yo, bro, calm down. You like, get the fuck off me, nigga, before I punch on you. And you ain't thinking of logic because you're angry. But to have somebody disrespect your manhood and you're curious about why they said that to you speaks volumes.
Who you talking to? Like, you want to make sure that he was directing you to suck his dick. Like, how were the first words out of your mouth not "ho ass nigga, I kick"? Hoodie, I'm sorry.
I can't.
My blood pressure is up. Viewers, I'm sorry. I normally don't get into these moods, but
yeah, normally we're in role reverse.
Right, so right. Normally, this is Hoodie
and bro calm, but today I'm actually calm because this show, I had to let y'all see another side of Slim that y'all were hip to. I wasn't even ready, so I'm learning right along with y'all. Like, my co-host don't take that shit.
And you know what I mean? It's good to have that partner who can balance you out no matter where you go with it. Because, you know, if Hoodie had got on his Hoodie-ism while I was on my Slim-ism, then we would have been on here about 5 hours cussing niggas out for no reason.
I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all would have been turned this off. Be like, man, these niggas is crazy. But Hoodie was able to slide and take on my role so easily and seamlessly. Like, I just want y'all to, I got to give my bro his flowers just to show how versatile he is. Like, this dude right here, y'all just don't know, man. Like, it's a pleasure working with this man. That's all I can say, man. Like, I am very happy with what I'm doing.
I love it. That's what I love to hear, man, because this, you guys don't understand. It's very hard. It's a process. You know what I'm saying? It's really that podcast show that y'all hate so much, The Everyday Struggle. It's really that. I hate you, DJ Academics. I hate your fucking guts. You suck, and I wish you never talk again in life. I don't like none of your takes on rap. I don't like none of your takes on people and your best friends with a snitch. I don't like you. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I had to just go off. I haven't had a rant. I felt like I was going through withdrawals.
I know, so I talked about something. I took all the Hoodie Man's rants tonight.
I had to get one out.
You had to get one in.
Yeah, I was going through withdrawal, ladies and gentlemen. But I just want to say shout out to Waveberg Slim, like one of my day one real ass dude, always been legit. He never been phony. He always speak from the mind and the heart, like all of that. Like he told y'all, he was sitting on it for a while. His presentation of it was so amazing. I had to just sit back and watch a master at work. It was beautiful. Like, and we called out the people that need to be called out.
Right.
Because ain't nobody taking it to be like, Debo, you a pussy ass nigga for not promoting the ladies.
Facts.
I'll say it. You need to bring your ass outside.
Come outside.
And 15, you're 15. Or hip hop is real, somebody can record your ugly ass mug and you apologizing to the ladies for them not being able to eat on caffeine. Cause that to me is the first apology you should give them. Like, everybody else getting a plate, they could have got a plate. And Saga, you heard my co-host, you better win or you're gonna get a pink slip because he really don't want you here. He want Holmesy the Clown to beat you. To be honest, I would never go against him, but I just see you crushing the clown. But I don't see you getting past that. I see once you get to the second round, you're out of here. So I don't like it either, y'all. Y'all know that. Y'all know I think he's sewage fluid.
That's a fact. That's what it is.
But we ain't gonna hold you guys long. You already know who it is, man. It's your boy, the Hoodie Man, featuring
Waveberg Slim. Shout out to the Wave Gang, Shawnee J, EJ Always, Pretty Money, BVTV, Just Call Me Monty, DJ Ladybug, The Smoker NY, It's Glock. My bro, It's Glock. King Troll, Wayne, Dave, everybody down at EBL. Like, we are deep.
Also, I want to give a personal shout out to my nigga, Yo, Yo. I'm in the building.
Facts.
That's my brother for the longest. He always had my back. He was one of the biggest promoters of me when I was first coming up. And that guy, to me, will always be a real nigga. Shout out to you. Go subscribe to his channel. I will also leave a link in the description for both of his channels. And I also want to give another personal shout out to Get Your Bars Up Media.
What up, though?
That's
Get Your Bars Up Media.
Man, I fucks with that dude. His content is fire. Y'all better go check that out. Also, we'll leave a link in the description.
Where you at?
Like, oh, man, it's so many people. Shout out to EBK.
Ooh. Polo, Mr. Suburbs, what's going on, brother?
And you already know them too, man. We the dynamic duo, but them guys.
You know what?
Them,
there's some killers
tell you
right there.
What?
Bro.
I hit them with the Hank Hill. I tell you
I
why.
I don't want to be in their crosshairs, bro. That's a fact.
Good thing they are brothers. Oh, I feel sorry for everybody else. Everybody else, they'll slaughter you. I'd advise you not to give them no ammo, or you will get shot.
These guys in the wave, man. I'm just gonna say, like, we really ain't wrapped all that tight.
No, we not. Y'all just heard our rant. Shit, you know that they gotta talk about us. If Debo don't respond to what the fuck we said, then I know why the ladies don't get paid. Shit, they probably call him and be like, can we get our money? And he don't respond. So if you don't respond to us, I just know how you treat your ladies. So you just justifying what I said. But we ain't gonna hold you guys too long. Shout out to the Wave, man. Go subscribe to all their channels, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. I'm the Hoodie Man. It's Waveberg Slim. Tune in for another episode of the dynamic duo. Love, peace, and chicken grease.
On hoodie. Shout out Anchor.
Shout out Anchor, man. Fucking love this app. Y'all better keep it like this, too. If y'all had any upgrades and start charging me, I don't know what I'll do. I'm cheap, nigga. I'm cheap. Until next time.